Welcome to 9 to 5 Mac Daily for Friday, June 1st, 2018. I'm Zach Hall. In the final episode before WWDC on Monday, Apple has released macOS 10.13.5, the update that brings messages in iCloud, announced at last year's WWDC to the Mac. Apple shipped messages in iCloud for iPhone and iPad earlier this week with iOS 11.4, leaving Apple Watch as the only device left out for now. And two separate reports surfaced today alleging to show schematics for the rumored 6.1-inch LCD iPhone expected later this year. Apple is expected to release an upgraded iPhone X and a larger iPhone X Plus, and this 6.1-inch model is expected to have a cheaper screen and medium size. Another report now says it may be released in November, like the iPhone X last year, however, and not in September when new iPhones, including the iPhone 8, shipped. We'll see. And with Apple's big keynote scheduled for Monday, a few new details are starting to leak early, but there's still a lot we don't know about what to expect this year. The first new detail reported today by the Wall Street Journal is that Apple is planning to expand search ads to search results within apps, not just the App Store search. Apple released App Store search ads 2 years ago as a way for developers to buy ads for their apps in search results, and now the journal says Apple has met with Snapchat and Pinterest about integrating the same feature into search results and apps. The journal says example scenarios include showing interior design apps within search for Pinterest when looking for blinds, or showing ticket reseller apps when searching Snapchat for NFL. And Reuters says Apple plans to upgrade ARKit in iOS 12 with the ability for two iPhones or iPads to see the same virtual object using augmented reality. Unlike Google, however, Apple will rely on sending data between devices locally, not using servers to upload and download data. With that, we're packing our bags and headed to San Jose, California for Apple's keynote on Monday at 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Eastern. So stay tuned to 9 to 5 Mac on Monday for full coverage from the event. Read those stories and more on 9to5mac.com and subscribe to 9 to 5 Mac Daily in Apple Podcast or Overcast to receive new updates Monday through Friday.